This is the Steve Gruber Show, bringing you the news and newsmakers that affect you most.
45 after on this Tuesday. Our next guest, our contributor, weekly contributor, Dr. John Lott here, the man that wrote the book on guns, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, good morning.
Good morning. Great to talk to you.
Hey, I got a question here because I'm a little confused about something I'm reading here, which is this headline came out yesterday, and I'm trying to figure out if this is a new poll or a poll that was already in place, but from Pew Research, gun rights, top gun control, and major public opinion shift.
Right.
And this is in several publications, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the Washington Examiner, and other places, but it looks just like the same Pew results from December of 2014. Is this a new poll, or is this something similar?
This is the same poll.
And just check.
You and I have talked about this before. I don't know. For some reason, they have a poll that's like 5 months old that's gotten headlines again.
I guess that's good news. I mean, yeah, cause I'm going, is this this? Because I went back and looked, going, this is the same poll that I've seen before, at any rate. I guess that's still good news, though, that the Americans support gun safety over gun control. And I guess that's still the takeaway. Maybe these people are still so shocked that they're still reporting on it. I don't know.
Could be. I mean, it's really the first time that there's been a sizable gap in terms of people opposing gun control as opposed to supporting more of it. And it's been a change. I mean, since 2000, we've seen increasing opposition to more gun control, and finally you see a clear gap where more people oppose it than support it.
So here's
the interesting thing is why it changed around 2000 or so. Why since then? Because it was going in the opposite direction before that. Why you see more opposition now and why it's increased since 2000.
You know, I don't know, and I wonder, you know, I paid a lot of attention to what happened in the days after Katrina when the police were taking guns away from lawful citizens who lawfully owned guns, and I wondered at the time if that had much impact on public opinion. I figured it didn't get enough coverage for most people to pay attention. Maybe that gave them a bit of a wake-up, and maybe the whole administration of Barack Obama gave them a bit of a wake-up when they talk about eliminating, you know, ammunition and firearms and different things that they don't like. Maybe that gave people a wake-up. I think maybe it's a combination of things, Doctor.
Right. Well, I mean, it started, obviously, before either of those, the trend did. But, you know, I'm sure there are lots of things that go and add to it. I think places like Fox News has had an impact on it. The fact that you have a network that now, at least since 2004, has been going and reporting somewhat regularly on defensive gun uses. Before, you didn't have any network that would mention that. I mean, every couple weeks or so, you'll see one story or so from Fox about it.
A little bit here and there, but yeah.
Their gun to protect themselves or protect somebody else. None of the other networks really do that, but
should. And speaking of that, and I can't, you know, miss this opportunity because this is a big story that I picked up yesterday, getting ready for your interview this morning. Authorities say no charges will be filed against an Uber driver. Uber driver is getting some hassle here in Michigan for being licensed differently. They're folks that will pick you up at the airport, drive you wherever, do whatever, but they're not licensed taxi cabs. Anyhow, he shot and wounded a gunman who opened fire on a crowd of people in Logan Square. I believe this is in the Chicago area, right?
Right.
And the driver had a concealed carry permit, acted in the defense of himself and others, according to Assistant State's Attorney Barry Quinn, and no charges will be filed. A group of people had been walking in front of the driver around 11:50 p.m. in the 2900 block of North Milwaukee Avenue when Alvaro Castillo began firing into the crowd. The driver pulled out a handgun and fired 6 shots at Castillo, hitting him several times, according to court records. Responding officers found Castillo lying on the ground, bleeding, no other injuries reported. And there it is. Here's a guy with a concealed carry permit that prevents possibly a mass murder.
Right. No, it's not the first time, even in Chicago. Just a year ago, you had some people who were leaving a party, And they were attacked by several people who started firing their guns. One of the people who were being attacked was a soldier who had a concealed carry permit, and he was able to fire back and wound one of the, basically the leader of the ones who were attacking them. And God only knows how many of them would have been killed if that one soldier didn't have a concealed handgun permit. But if people go to our website at crimeresearch.org, I have 20 cases, examples like those where people have stopped these mass shootings who have concealed handgun permits. And that's nowhere near meant to be exhaustive, but you have cases from churches and schools and on the street and other places where a lot of people would have died. And the thing is, those types of cases rarely get very much news coverage. I mean, one can only imagine what type of news coverage the case in Chicago would have gotten if the permit holder wasn't there. If the permit holder wasn't there to stop it, and he had killed multiple people, that would have been in the news for weeks or months.
Yeah, potentially. Afterwards. That's right. Yeah, he would have, if he had shot at 8 or 10 or 15 people there, it'd have been a news headline for weeks or months. As it is, NBC, CBS, ABC just turn a blind eye to the fact that, you know, a 47-year-old man from Little Italy stands up, pulls the trigger, shoots the guy in the leg twice, in the back once, knocks him down, and he has a legal concealed carry permit. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word, Doctor.
Well, I mean, I think these are the types of stories that begin to bounce off, you know, make people realize that there are real benefits. I mean, you can go and ban guns from areas, but who are the people that take them into there? It's basically the bad guys. The good citizens who obey these laws are defenseless. And when you get rid of these gun-free zones, you see you can eliminate these types of attacks and stop them from happening.
And to find out more, go to crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. You can read more about Dr. John Lott, his work, his research, and so much more. Doctor, thank you so much.
Great talking to you. Have a good day.
There you have it. Dr. John Lott on the Steve Gruber Show.